Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford.
I'm Seamus Lynch, and I'm from Moyne Community School. The most memorable journeys in the play are those concerning the changes in character of King Lear and Gloucester. Both King Lear and Gloucester are forced to embark on journeys into self-knowledge. At the start of the play, Lear is egotistical and very much self-absorbed. He demands obedience and immediate gratification from everyone. He is a very rash person and does not like people going against his wishes. We know this because he banishes Cordelia when she does not play the love test to his liking, and when Kent sticks up for her, he also gets banished. In the subplot, Gloucester is almost a mirror image of Lear. In the same way as Lear was betrayed by Goneril and Regan, Gloucester is also betrayed by Edmund. They are both poor judges of character. They see people for their appearances and not for their inner qualities. They are both tyrannical rulers. As the play develops, they both get traumatised and are caused a great deal of hardship. But because of these events, they become better people. They move from self-love through their suffering to more true understanding human beings. They now have new qualities and have grown morally. They both now recognise their failings and mistakes. They have been improved and purified through their troubles and sufferings. They have moved from egotistical and self-absorbed people to patient and compassionate human beings.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.